We have to finally address something on the show that listeners have been upset about, and that is that AB is not a dog person. I feel like AB is the sweetest, nicest person and never gets any hate, and then all of a sudden she opened her mouth.
Yeah, I actually could not believe how upset people really were.
So we decided to address, because AB always constantly makes comments about her family dog, Carly Rae Jepsen. They just don't get along. So we actually found a dog communicator to find out what the dog thinks about AB, because we all know what AB thinks of the dog, but we don't have anyone to have a voice for Carly Rae Jepsen, the family dog. So we brought in Ellie from Gentle Barn, who is a dog communicator. Ellie, thanks for coming on the show. Explain to everyone what a dog communicator does.
So an animal communicator basically is able to kind of go neutral in their body and their thoughts and their feelings and be able to remotely talk to animals, either alive or who have passed away, to be able to relay messages and memories, ask questions.
So, yeah, what kind of information do you usually get? Do you get, like, family secrets? We get information? Like, what can we expect from these conversations?
I will say that I have had animals really say some major stuff. I had this one dog, and I knew nothing about the dog. The dog was telling me, tell mom, don't to give up on dad. She wants to divorce him. She wants to leave him. It's not time. He's a really good guy. He's trying. And literally that dog saved their marriage. And I had And then I had another dog who had passed away, and I tapped into her, knew nothing about anything. And the dog kept showing me a pill bottle and kept saying, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. And when I told the woman, she burst into tears and she said, yeah, she's been plotting her suicide. And the dog kept saying, don't do it. And the dog saved her life.
Wow.
These animals know. Yeah.
These stories are crazy.
I have goosebumps everywhere.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah. I had another cat who had passed away and knew nothing about her. Asked her how she was doing. She showed me that she was murdered, and she kept telling her mom, you have to forgive him. You don't, there's secrets to the universe that you'll never understand. You have to forgive him. And it turned out that it was true. The cat was murdered. The woman was in absolute despair. And working through the cat, I was able to help this woman recover and move on with her life.
Wow.
I never even knew that. Like, I've always heard of, like, human whispers and, like, mediums and stuff, but I didn't realize animals
pay attention
could be, or could be communicated with like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're so much wiser and smarter than we give them credit for. I mean, they literally know everything. They know what we're going through, what we're feeling. They're here to support us. They are more miraculous than we ever give them credit for. And that's why, one of the reasons why I love animal communication so much, because it helps people see how intelligent and present and aware these animals are.
Oh, I'm a dog mom. I get it.
But AB is not. AB is just not a dog person. So we're about to find out, because we all know what AB thinks of Carly Rae Jepsen, but we're about to find out what Carly Rae Jepsen thinks of AB. They had a conversation last night, and Ellie's going to fill us in on what Carly Rae Jepsen had to say about AB in one song on Y98 St. Louis. We have someone who could talk to dogs on the Brett Maga Show. Ellie is an animal communicator from Gentle Barn, and we found her because AB gets so many text messages. I cannot believe you're not a dog person. And some people are like, sound like she hates dogs. She just not a dog person, but she does kind of hate the family dog, Carly Rae Jepsen, who, by the way, is in studio and has been amazing. Yep. But so we all know what AB thinks of Carly Rae Jepsen, but Carly Rae Jepsen can never defend herself. So we found Ellie, who is an animal communicator, to communicate to Carly Rae Jepsen. We're about to find out what she thinks about AB. But Ellie, you've always been able to communicate to animals, huh?
Yeah, and I have since I was a child. I mean, my earliest memories are of either animals calling and asking for help, or animals telling me what they need, or just being able to really, really see them, hear them, and understand them.
So we asked you to communicate with one of the dogs of the show, which is Carly Rae Jepsen, AB's dog, AB's family's dog, actually. So she's not technically AB's dog. She's the family dog. Mm-hmm. And you guys had a conversation yesterday. So this, tell us a little bit how this works. We had sent you a picture that Carly Rae was looking at, just into the camera, and some general information. AB, what information did you send Ellie?
I think it was just who she lives with, how long we've had her, which is like 7 or 10 years, I can't remember now, how old she is, which is also 7 to 10 years.
And that's it. That's all the information you got, Ellie.
Yeah.
And you were able to have a conversation with her yesterday.
Yeah, I did. She's wonderful. We connected. We had a wonderful conversation.
So AB actually brought Carly Rae here. Can we have Carly Rae say hi to Ellie since, like, this is their first time, like, meeting face-to-face since they communicated yesterday? There's Carly Rae!
Carly!
Carly looks scared. Carly's like, I don't know what you guys talked about yesterday. Carly's like, I don't want to talk about it. I know!
Carly doesn't know what secrets have been revealed.
Well, Carly Rae was delightful to talk to, but she didn't reveal anything too personal.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about your conversation with Carly Rae Jepsen yesterday.
Okay, first of all, love the name. everything that I'm about to tell you now is her perspective, her point of view, her experience, and the way she sees herself and the world. Asked her, you know, show me some of your favorite things that you love to do so I can get to know you. She showed me a very specific scene where she's kind of running ahead, and then she waits for you to catch up, and then she runs again. I'm seeing trees and leaves, like open, fresh air. So do you take her hiking or out into the nature?
My dad does a lot. They go to Castlewood Park and they'll hike there together. Yeah.
And she showed it to me very vividly and she loves it.
Aw. Your dad's going to be so happy.
I know.
He's going to be like,
Bob,
she likes her hikes.
The next thing that she told me multiple times during the reading. I'm dying to know what this is. She showed me, I guess I could be wrong, but it looked like it was on the bed, but there's something very specific that she rests her head on. What does she rest her head on the bed?
She will rest on my dad, or my dad will put like a pillow on him, and then she'll rest her head on the pillow on my dad.
Ah, that is so sweet. She showed that to me multiple times.
That's pretty much every day.
She loves the laser, dear.
Yeah. She loves Bob.
That's what she kept showing him. Like, oh, I just love to lay on dad.
That's so sweet.
Oh.
Yeah, no, and that means a lot to her. It was so sweet.
Oh, my God, your dad is going to freak out. This
is
your
dad
dad's best
freak.
Reading.
Yep, exactly.
She loves your dad's walks and hikes and loves laying on him.
She showed me an image where she's laying down. Her head is resting on a pillow or your dad, I don't know. But she's looking right at him. They're looking at each other into each other's eyes. And it's kind of like this bedtime ritual that they have.
Yeah, they do a lot of staring contests.
Do they really?
Oh, that's hilarious.
Wow, your dad is literally going to first
cut. Exactly.
Wow.
Oh, my God, this was also really interesting. She's showing me an image of sitting on the couch, but sitting up as if she's watching TV with you.
We are big TV watchers. She is always watching TV with us, yeah.
She's into Love Island.
Exactly.
She wants it.
Right.
She's locked in. Who knew? Carly Rae Jepsen. Love Island, like you guys.
Well, I mean, with that name, she would have to. She's a movie star. Yeah.
Wow, Carly.
Carly, look at that. Big part of the family.
Yeah.
Is your dad going to freak out?
Yeah, my dad's going to freak
out. He's probably freaking while listening. He's probably like, that's my girl. That's my girl. All my daughters. That's the one I'm proud of.
Literally.
Her radio debut. My daughter's been on the radio forever, but my
this is the only one he cares about.
Yes. Thank you so much for that experience and connecting with Carly Rae and having AB connect with, you know, Carly Rae too as well.
Honestly, it was a real delight and pleasure to kind of get to know all of you. She's a very, very special girl.
Like anyone's listening to the show and they want to get a hold of you, probably curious if they can set up some dog communication and stuff like that. Even Hannah, I know, is like has her baby bear, so I could tell she was interested. So there's other people that might be interested. Is there ways that we can share your info?
Yes, please. To find out more about animal communication, book a session, and even the energy healing that I do, please go to ellielax.com.
Awesome. Lots of people are going to be interested. Ellie, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for letting me know Carly Rae Jepsen. What a star.
Thank you, Ellie. We appreciate you. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Bye Ellie. Bye.